If we are getting closer to a civil war, what may be the straw that would break the camel's back to bring us into such a full-fledged civil war, not necessarily with guns and cannons, but just with greater division in our country today? So, David, if you would answer that before we go on, I would appreciate it.
Gary, you're probably looking for an answer like this, and I understand why. You're probably looking for an answer. Is it going to be a racial situation that's going to spark, you know, perhaps a civil war or be the straw that breaks the camel's back? Is it going to be, you know, something else? I'm going to give you a little bit different answer, because I think what is going to be the impetus for another civil war is going to be this. I'm going to call it this: lack of leadership. I'm talking about leadership across the board, not just in Congress. I'm talking about in the pulpits, talking about in homes. I'm talking about in businesses. Gary, if you remember, the nation of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of a choice the majority made to listen to the wrong thing. There were 12 spies sent to spy out the land. The 10 of them, the majority of them, came back and said, you know, it is a land. It's a great place, flows with milk and honey. But we got problems over there, got giants, all this kind of thing. The nation of Israel listened to the majority instead of the minority. Joshua and Caleb said, look, we can take it. As a result of listening to the wrong people, they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. During that 40 years, two guys, Joshua and Caleb, knew they were going to make it into the land and get everything God wanted. I've often wondered, how did they sustain 40 years of complaining, criticizing, griping, all the negative stuff the nation of Israel did so well? They did it by keeping their focus where it needed to be. Now, my point is this: for the individual, Gary, we're going to have to refuse to focus on the divisions and focus on the greater, and that is what unites us. And we're going to have leaders. And that's part of what we're trying to do on this program today. We're going to have leaders that stand up and say, look, stop the complaining. Stop the division. Stop it. I don't know if you remember the old Bob Newhart routine where he's playing the part of a psychiatrist and someone comes in, they start unloading all their problems and they look at him as the psychologist. What do I do to overcome this? And he said, stop it. Just stop it. Quit
that's right.
doing that. And, you know, it's a funny routine, but really, the bottom line is this: just stop doing that. We're going to have to stop the division. And I'm talking about leaders in the African-American community, leaders in the white community are just going to have to say, look, I'm not going to listen to this ongoing, incessant cry to facilitate more and more division in America. Quit it. Stop doing it. We have great opportunity in America right now. I heard an African-American man on one of the other national talk shows saying this: there's not a single thing in America that I cannot do, that I cannot achieve. And for those that are saying I'm being kept down and I can't accomplish things, that's a lie. And he's right. So let's stop it. And let's have leaders that stand up in America and quit fueling a fire. And let's have them extinguish a fire by saying, look, we need to quit this. And let's let that voice be heard in America.
Well, you know, I think that you need to tell that to Chuck and Nancy. You think they might be listening today? Because,
well,
you know,
I'd love to tell them that they need to quit it. Mm-hmm. Their country is more important than their little petty political agenda. And that's true on both sides of the aisle, Gary.
Sure.
We just need to quit this stuff. We need to stop it. God's given us a great country. All it takes is a brief trip outside of this nation to understand how richly we've been blessed. Do we want that for our children and grandchildren in the future? If we do, we got to stop all this nonsense.
Well, as it has been said many times before, everything rises or falls on leadership. And I think that's a great answer, Dave. We need strong leadership today to not only get us back to the values that made this nation great, but for us to be enabled to expand upon those values and make America greater.